We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to Bridge for Peace. I'm Annette Eckhart here in New York. We are bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, if you were with us for the last time, you heard Barbara Mercier beginning to tell us some of her experiences in Ukraine, which we know is so war-torn at the moment and in a place of devastation. But we thank God for Barbara and her husband, Tom, bringing mercy. The Mercier is bringing mercy to that nation and showing the face of Jesus. The opportunities that you've given to them and the encouragement that they give to us. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you. Such an honor, of course.
It's so wonderful to hear how God moved you to the Ukraine. You thought you were going to Poland. You've been to Ukraine before, but you thought you were going to Poland, but God brought you into the Ukraine, and we're very grateful for it. So I know you had more stories to tell us. You know, I'm just so grateful for your being able to come back and be with us again and tell us some more stories. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. So this is, we're still in the refugee center in a city called Stry, not too far from Lviv, if you know where that is. We're hearing a lot about it on the news. So we're in the refugee center. And one of the beautiful things about the Ukrainian people is that all of them were taking care of, even though we were there to minister, they were taking care of each other. Mm. They were getting pieces of wood and making beds just as quickly as people were coming in for a place to stay. They were building beds and making beds. They were getting food as donations and had a kitchen. They were preparing food. They were cleaning and taking care of one another. And we were amazed at the strength and fortitude of these people. So we particularly loved this lady who was in the kitchen. She was seemed to be like the head of the kitchen. She was in charge. She was very cheerful. She had a positive attitude. Her kids, she had, I think, 7 kids, and a couple of her older kids were fighting on the front lines in the war, her young men. And so some of them were there in the kitchen working. And so we would come into the kitchen as missionaries, and we would have prayer times and we would meet. And one day, this lady, the head of the kitchen, she stands up, and through a translator, she says, now I want to just remind us, the first time my husband and I went to Ukraine was 1995.
Right.
So this lady stands up in the kitchen and she says, I have something I need to share with you. She said, I was an atheist. I was a communist. My husband was an atheist and a communist. And in 1995, we were in Kyiv, which is where my husband and I went in 1995. And she said there were American missionaries.
Oh, Barbara, what year are we in now?
And they were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow. And what year are we
now?
In the story that you're telling?
Not 2022.
2022. And she's
2022.
Reflecting back to 1995.
So this lady was recalling, she said, she had to tell us her story. And she told us that in 1995, when she was a communist and an atheist, she was in Kyiv with her husband, which she was not married yet. And she heard American missionaries preaching the gospel and singing songs and sharing about Jesus. And she gave her life to the Lord.
Oh, my goodness, Jesus.
As did her husband, who was not her husband yet. And they went to Bible school
Oh.
And all seven of her children were strong believers serving the Lord.
Oh,
So,
Jesus.
oh my, I cannot even tell you. We just were, oh, now, were we the missionaries that preached? I don't know about that. But I do know we were there with multitudes of lovers of Jesus, and the gospel went forth. And this is a family. And they went to Bible school, they met seven children strong in the Lord, and they themselves are serving God. And so that was probably one of the most encouraging just to hear.
Yes, God
Just,
speaking to you for sure.
Yeah, just to hear seeds that you that were sown, you know, at 30, you know, 35 years before, you know, by what a powerful, powerful encouragement to all of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that you use the word seeds, what we call that in Bridge for Peace, we call them hero seeds.
Wow, I gotta
Because
write
there
that.
are seeds that they even discovered from China, from, and I can't remember, it was over 1,000. They were over 1,000 years old, and they planted them and they sprouted. So seeds can
Wow.
last a long time. And we have these hero seeds, all the seeds that we've planted, these are supernatural seeds. If you think
Wow.
in the physical, seeds can plant, can sprout after 1,000 years.
I
What
never knew
about
that.
God, you know? And then to hear that later on, God bringing that back to let you know that these seeds that you planted sprouted and brought up an abundant crop, right? An abundant
Amen.
crop.
Amen. So here's another story. When we were in the refugee center, one day we were sitting in a lounge and just we were somebody was playing his guitar and we were trying to play games and tell stories to this one particular little kid, telling him all about Jesus. And we were giving him the gospel story and he wasn't really having it. And then there was another little boy kind of listening and he came over and he looked at me. And he said, "Tell me what you were just telling him." This is through a translator. And I told him again, and I looked at him, and we told him the whole, I told him the whole story about Jesus' love. And he said, "Yes, I want that in my life." And he took my hands and we prayed for him to receive Jesus. He came with us with everything that we did, and whether we worshiped, he came to our early morning prayer. He came just to be part of what the American, what the not just American, actually, there were people from all over on the team. And yeah, and so just a beautiful, beautiful little boy who heard me telling the story to someone else, and he wanted to know Jesus. And so that was great.
So that's like the multiplication. So you were sowing a seed in one little boy's life. But that seed multiplied,
yeah.
and got, and this other little boy came forward, and we pray for that little boy that wasn't ready to receive as yet, that little boy would have received by now, and if not, that he would receive today, and also for this little one who did receive, for the power of the
Jesus
in him to spring forth and create another crop, another harvest. That, yeah, that's, you know, we've seen that so many times, and so many times we're even aware of it, as I'm sure you are also, Barbara, that we're speaking to someone, but we're aware that there are others listening. And we know that that word has gone beyond, or even actually in Washington, D.C. My husband and I were in Washington, D.C. last month, and there was we had just come from the Museum of the Bible, and we were on the subway. And this boy sitting behind us, you know, young man, he had on music that, you know, was very degrading music, I'll say. And he had it on speaker, not in a headset. He was playing it and he was sitting there. And I was just telling my husband, I said, "Oh, what I really appreciated about the Museum of the Bible," and I was just telling the whole Bible story. And
wow.
I know he was listening. He didn't only just hear, but he was actually listening. So as you say, so many times it's like just sharing with a friend in the presence of someone else, or however it works, however the Lord leads us, because people are listening. And even here on Long Island, where we have a mission group that we're involved with, the Lighthouse Mission, going on the street, feeding the poor. I know it surprises many people who will hear this interview that we have poor people in New York, but we do have people who need food, who need us to supply food for them. Here in New York, we do have people who sleep in the bushes. We have people who sleep in tents in New York. Many people find that hard to believe, but it's the truth. And we've been a part of them for decades. They were a little discouraged because not many people were responding to the gospel, responding to the food, but not responding to the gospel. And God had given me a dream. And in the dream, I saw large ears of corn. And there were kernels, you know, in the ears of corn, there's kernels. And the Lord was saying, there are people that are hearing who are kernels. In other words, people of position in gangs, in families, people of leaders that are hearing it. And you may not see the fruit, but they're bringing the gospel. These large ears full of leaders are bringing the gospel to other places that you will never know about until you go to the heavenly places. So, you know, Barbara, let's turn it a little bit from our previous interviews. Would you pray for people that are praying for others and have maybe even told their story of conversion, have told people how beautiful Jesus is in their lives, but it seems like nobody's listening, no one's paying attention, it seems like it's not making any difference. Would you pray for those people to be encouraged and whatever God puts on your heart? Would you do that for us today?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, right now we thank you that you are the Lord of the harvest, and we are in harvest time, and you are sovereign, and your heart of compassion that was beating when you sent out your first disciples, you saw them downcast and downtrodden like sheep without a shepherd. You are the same God right this very moment, and you're powerful. Your compassion is so powerful. And you see, Lord God, those who have worked hard to sow seeds and to speak the word and to be preachers and encouragers. And right now they're discouraged. So right now, God, we speak into the place of those who are discouraged. We take out the discouragement and we speak a revival of hope, a revival of hope, hope that does not disappoint, into every seed, every word of life and truth that has been spoken, Lord God, through and into the lives of multitudes, Father. I even speak, Lord, even as that lady stood up all those years later and said, I heard the gospel all those years ago. Father, I ask that right now you would release tangible encouragement, Father, into the present reality of those who might be discouraged or disappointed. Father, thank you that this is harvest time and that you would just minister deeply to those who love you, to those who have served you, that right now you would come with rivers of living water and drinks of living water they'll never be thirsty again, but they'll be so empowered by your Holy Spirit to be encouraged and to be encouragers in this very moment, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you for the freedom to be still and wait and listen, and to be moved by the unction of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, right now.
Amen. Right now.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace, or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.